So he's discussing the scenario where you have some type of mezonos in a soup, but it's not the primary element in the soup. It is a primary element. There's clearly a lot of liquid as well. So a person has a overwhelming amount of mezonos that whatever every bite that you're taking the liquid, you're also taking the mezonos, so then you're just making mezonos. But you have a soup, and there's liquid there, and you're taking the soup separately along the way, and then there's also pieces of mezonos in it. So he gives a few examples. Levivas, bishlam b'mayim. So levivas would be any type of pieces of pasta which you would put in a soup. So he says, farfel, lokshin, kenei lach, v'demein. Psisim, itrios, kupsos. So it's going to be little pieces of farfel, or it could be any type of noodles, any type of pasta, or it could be kenedlach. Im oichol halavibas im amorok. If you always eat it together, so the levibas are constantly being drinking together with the soup, eaten together with the soup. If oich rakal halavibas, the right of bottle to the gabayos. So in that situation where there's a large amount of mezonos, every bite of, or every spoonful that you take of the liquid, there's going to be mezonos with it as well. So in that situation, mezonos is the ikur. You break a bracha mezonos, and that is sufficient. And that's true, would be true, whether it was cooked with it, which is the scenario over here, or even if you would add a large amount afterwards. But since the fact that you're eating them, consuming them together, mezonos is going to be the primary element. But b'meino echol halavibus, baratzalisha samayim levad. You want to have the soup. You're not interested in eating the mezonos. So the chayyadim says nearly the husafik. The chayyadim is musafik what the bracha should be. So we've discussed this before, that there is a concept that when you cook something, the liquid which you cook is considered an extension of the fruits or vegetables that it was cooked with. And the bracha of vegetable soup is brei pi adama, even if you're not eating any vegetables, meeting certain criteria. Bracha of fruit soup, even if you're not eating the fruit, in certain scenarios, the bracha will be brei pi oetz. So arguably, you should say brei pi mezonos on the soup. But we have this interesting question, because we said in the previous simon that if it's taken in more in a liquid form, so it can't be mezonos. So different than you can say that we're allowing a brei pi oetz and brei pi adama on liquid, but specifically when it comes to mezonos, it's not appropriate to say mezonos on a liquid. The other hand, over here, where you made it with intention to have the mezonos as mezonos, so maybe the water should be considered secondary to the mezonos, even in a scenario where you don't have the mezonos together with it. But it becomes, then it functions more like the case of brei pi oetz, brei pi adama. So he says, it's a suffix, b'roi levorach al ma'at levibos brei menei mezonos. V'mivorach al dabar acher, shebichosu shahako, you should make a shahako on something else. And you should make a mezonos on the levivas. So the levivas, even when you're not planning to eat them right now, but you have to make a mezonos to drink the soup. So take a little of the levivas and make a mezonos. Make a shahakal and something else. You can't make a shahakal on the liquid because our psofik is, maybe we look at the liquid as separate and distinct from the mezonos, and therefore it's brachos as a shahakal. Or arguably, we look at it as an extension of the mezonos. So you can't make a shahakal on it. So you make a shahakal on something else. Says now that's very good for the bracha rishona, but what about the bracha achrona? We have this ongoing suffix. So he says, "V'yechol akapanim kazais min alavivos, v'gam min adaber acher yechol oyish to kashir kashivork alamichya v'gam berei nefoshel shrepos." So in order to avoid the question in the bracha achrona, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to have enough of the mezonos and enough of the other food to be able to be allowed to say mezonos. The alamichya and reinafoshes. V'imein lo davar acher, yivarach al abroite v'shako. If, however, you don't have anything else, so misofik, the appropriate bracha is to make a shahakol, because even if the correct bracha on the soup is mezonos, but if you say a shahakol, you're going to be yotze. So that's obviously a much better option than saying mezonos, which arguably you shouldn't be saying. So therefore, the bracha is going to be shahakol in that situation. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has what to add on this point. The message, I mean, we'll talk about it in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.